It's sometimes been said about the key to the spiritual life, that is, the first thing is to keep the first thing the first thing. The first thing is to keep the first thing the first thing. And this is what St. Paul is handing on to his Corinthian community today. He's handing on the first thing. He says, I hand this on to you as of first importance. And then he goes on to lay out very simply the first thing, which is the gospel. Jesus, who was died, he died, was raised, he died, was buried, and raised, and then he appeared to the disciples. His gospel, sometimes called the little gospel of St. Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, perfectly keeps the gospel simple and right at its point, that it's about Jesus who came, he lived, he died, was raised, and now comes back to give us life. And he's handing this on as of first importance. A couple little features about this. This is where we get the word tradition from, to hand on. The Latin word tradition, or tradere, literally means to hand on. So St. Paul is handing on the good news. And so when we think about tradition, we Catholics have lots of traditions and things, but tradition simply means to hand on, to pass on the faith of the gospel. And if we ever have any doubts about what we're supposed to be passing on, it's right here, the gospel of Christ crucified and raised from the dead to give us forgiveness and new life in our sins. This is the thing of first importance for our spirituality, but also how we live and pass along our faith. Two little stories that reminded me where I saw the faith or tradition being authentically passed on in just the past couple of days. Last week, for our period of mystagogy, which is the follow-up for our newly baptized and received into the church candidates and catechumens, one mentioned how one of the things that really struck him this past year was learning about how the traditions of the faith have been passed on, how he saw himself now as part of that great stream of tradition through history. And I challenged him that the faith, you know, we receive it, but it's our responsibility also then to transmit it as well, to pass it along. We find ourselves in this beautiful tradition, but only becomes tradition, not simply having received it, but it only becomes tradition once it's been passed on, once it's been handed on to someone else, then it becomes tradition. So tradition is not primarily something just about the past. It becomes tradition when it's been handed on, and so that it has a future. This past Sunday, we did many first communions here as well, and I met two great grandfathers who were seeing their great grandchildren receive first communion. And what a beautiful testimony to passing, handing on the faith there, that from a grandfather to his son or daughter, their son or daughter, and then finally to see their great grandchildren. Maybe it pains us because we haven't yet seen that in our family. Keep passing on the faith. Faith exists to be handed on so that others may come to have life. And just to connect that briefly with our gospel today, we'll know that we've kept the first thing the first thing, and that what we're handing on is the first thing and not the second or the third thing, is that it will lead us, it will show us the way, the truth, and the life. When we pass and hand on our faith, what we're passing on, handing on, is a reliable way. We're handing on a relevant truth, and we're handing on an abundant life. We're handing on a reliable way. There are a lot of, especially young people in the world today, who are looking for a way. They're looking for a reliable way. Is what we're giving them going to give them a way through life? People are looking and asking for a reliable way. we're handing on to them a way. We're handing on to them a relevant truth as well. There are some things in the world that feel relevant, but aren't all that true. There are also some things that we pass off as truth, but are not really all that relevant to people's lives. When we give people answers about the truth, let's make sure we're also listening to the questions that they're asking. Sometimes the answers that we give people are not based in the questions that they're asking. So we always have to listen to people first before we can offer to them a relevant truth for their lives. Last but not least, we're passing on an abundant life. When we receive this great tradition of our faith, it's going to give us life. How do we know that we're handing on something that's going to give us life? Because it produces the works of the Father. We know our faith is living when it's lived out in our works, the ways that we stand up for justice and mercy, for the unborn, for the poor, and all in between. The first thing is to keep the first thing the first thing. And when we do that, well, it will lead us, it will show us the way, the truth, and the life.